Here's a chance to have your dreams come true and win big. Go to upixmusic.com and become a premium member today.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're live, broadcasting worldwide on this Sunday transmission, the 15th day of February, 2015. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We'll be here for 2 hours, as we are every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m., and then back tomorrow, live, 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. Darren McBreen and crew have put together an unusually powerful montage promo, expose, mini documentary, infotainment, salvo of truth, I don't know what you'd call it. It's 7 minutes long, and it's integrated to the song Crazy Like Alex Jones that we air a couple times a year that a listener made 4 or 5 years ago. We're going to be airing that at the bottom of the hour. It's a real eye-opener, and it's something that will be very effective to wake up friends and family, so we'll get it uploaded to YouTube tomorrow so that folks can share that with their friends and their family. So that is coming up at the bottom of the hour. Obviously, that said, it really is head spinning. It really is head spinning. I did a lot of research today on the news, on different developments, and it's all just over the top. Just these two articles right here I could spend 2 hours on. London Guardian and a PBS report. Spy agencies fund climate research in hunt for weather weapons. Scientists fear. U.S. expert Alan Robuck raises concern over who would control climate-altering technologies if research is paid for by intelligence agencies. I'm on record with the father of weather weapons. I'm on record researching this deeply. Not from a conspiratorial view, but just from the real research view of finding out what's happening. We're on record over and over again saying that climate change, A, is always happening, and the only constant is change. This is a global energy power grab, obviously. The idea that climate changing any is unnatural is a total ridiculous on its face hoax, like 2 plus 2 equals 10. Or that raising the debt limit doesn't raise the debt limit. But clearly, when you look at Bill Gates, DARPA, the Pentagon, since the 50s, obsessed with weather weapons and weather modification, you look at the technologies they have, and they're deploying, we're seeing weather weapons being used, and we're seeing them being used here in the United States. So I hadn't seen this article till I got in here before showtime about 30 minutes ago. And was going over the articles that they printed off for me to look at. And I saw it, and I almost don't want to cover this. I mean, you can make a whole film about it. I don't want to just cover something so earth-shaking, so important, like it's no big deal, that it's lost like a fart in the wind. Sorry for the gross analogy, but when the analogy fits, you got to use it. I've got a large repertoire of semantical lexicons that I can use to communicate to people, but sometimes it just is what it is. Sometimes you got to say, Bravo Sierra. It's total horse crap. It's total bull crap. When Obama gets up there and says there's no death panels when it's in 8 different places in the stinking bill. Now here we are 2 years into it, and they're implementing the damn things. And see, sometimes I don't want to use that type of language, but when you get down to earth-shattering tyranny like this, to not use language like that would be criminal. People know I've been on air 20 years and hardly ever drop even the slightest French on air. But at a certain point, I mean, it's overwhelming. Danger, Will Robinson, danger. Yeah, that's right. Hey, that actually goes with the outro music, the Moby. Oh, man. And then, meanwhile, scientists seek international authority on climate geoengineering, a global government to save us with geoengineering. So their weaponization will be called peace. We are the Borg. We come in peace. You will be assimilated. Resistance is futile. We're living in 2015. We're living in the Twilight Zone. We're living in Buck Rogers.
The month of February, the experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Which is a wisdom. So we have Ian right there.
What's his name?
Happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the InfoWar.
And we are coming to you live from deep in the heart of Texas, Austin. I am your host, Alex Jones. InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com are our main websites. You can follow us on Twitter at RealAlexJones and, of course, like us on Facebook on multiple platforms. And links to those sites are all up on InfoWars.com. Where to begin? Well, we knew that more attacks were coming from radical Islamists on so-called soft targets across Europe, and I predict in the United States. It's not a question of if, but when, and now it's happened again. Danish police have killed 22-year-old suspect after Copenhagen shootings. We've got two dead in the shootings and at least five wounded police officers. Police shot 22-year-old Danish-born gunman Omar El Hussein today, on Sunday, after he killed two people at a Copenhagen synagogue at an event promoting free speech in actions possibly inspired. You think so? You think the sky's blue? By an attack on the French satirical weekly Charlie Hebdo, authorities said. Spy chief Jens Madsen said the gunman was known to intelligence services. Oh, really? But you didn't do anything prior to the shooting and probably acted alone. Well, they said they've shot two now. Police said he had a record of violence. Oh, really? Just like the Charlie Hebdo people. Gang-related activities and weapons possession. They did not publish his name, but it's Omar Al Hussein, according to RT. And it goes on. Two civilians, a synagogue guard, and a filmmaker were killed, and five police were wounded in two separate attacks in the Danish capital of Copenhagen. Witnesses to the Copenhagen attacks of the gunman fired 40 shots at a cafe hosting a free speech event with Swedish artist Lars Vickers. We're going to play some of the audio of the shooting right now.
Activity of those people, there will be always, yes, it is freedom of speech, but, and the turning point is but. Why do we still say but when we...
He's defending free speech. What a coward. You notice this stuff happens in these disarmed countries where this guy's allowed to be caught with weapons over and over again. We've got his rap sheet, been involved in all sorts of criminal activity, and then he... these are just gang members that now have a political religious cause. I've profiled it. I've looked at it. It's a gangbanger, hip-hop, meets Islamic extremist, spoiled rotten welfare head in the middle of Europe, getting away it with bloody murder. See, this is ISIS rap Mac Daddy songs.
احمقيم لي وش اللي محشلي
خوس مورا
شكرا يا واد
انا بدي اندفن بنفس المقبره اندفن فيها جدي.
And I notice now there's articles about members of Congress, their families, military members' wives are being threatened on Facebook and Twitter for about a year or longer since we were exposing the fact that Al-Qaeda was the main Syrian rebel army and that our government was funding them. So that's about 2 years. I've been getting threatened, and I mean very serious threats. Very serious threats that the local police department, the FBI, by the way, are aware of and watching. Saying they're going to come after me just because I don't want our government funding Al-Qaeda and ISIS and launching attacks on Syria, Libya, and the Egyptian government. I mean, they know this show's being listened to, but they're not just threatening us. They're threatening anybody that would dare stand up against them. I mean, they're just scum. And I'm not trying to say, hey, bring it on to these idiots. I'm just simply saying that, thank God I'm not in some cafe in a disarmed country. You come in here, it's basically like attacking a military barracks or something. Just good luck is all I can say. Or not even military barracks. Those aren't really armed. It's like attacking a forward observation post in Afghanistan or Vietnam or something, a triangle base. I mean, we're not going to just roll over here and get on our, you know, fetal position. We're ready to act immediately. But that's a sad issue. I mean, that's probably just threats. But this is going on. And it's allowed to go on Facebook, Twitter, and so many other places. And now in Germany, they've been canceling scores of pro-German, pro-national events. They're trying to ban parties connected to some of the nationalist parties out of England, like UKIP, that are gaining a lot of steam and are very mainstream. Just today, one of the biggest carnival marches they've had for 100 years in Germany, one of the biggest parades in Germany that's non-political, has been banned. There's the headline, police cancel parade in Germany over terror threat. Authorities banned carnival events, citing concrete threat 30 minutes before it was set to start, with a 250,000 people that had already arrived. 250,000 people had already arrived, 250,000 visitors, and were told, sorry, you can't have a stinking parade. I mean, this is total capitulation to terrorism, to psychic terrorism, to psychological warfare, while the EU brings in unlimited illegals and legalizes them and gives them welfare. I mean, China doesn't let us immigrate there and have all these freebies. Mexico doesn't. Iraq doesn't. Saudi Arabia does it. You go to Saudi Arabia, hand out a Bible, they will execute you. But it's like, oh, be politically correct. Don't search the Saudis when they fly in. Don't make their women take their headdresses off, their burqas, because that'd be hurtful. Well, how about in Americana, in my republic, I don't go to naked body scanner? How about you don't grab my genitals? How about I'm innocent until proven guilty? Because every time they're watching these people, they know who they are, they've gone to Yemen, they've gone to these places and trained, they've got weapons, and they're left alone to attack. Because the West wants to use these attacks as a pretext to take our basic liberties. It's 2 + 2 = 4. Look at this CNN story. Why Chinese moms want American babies? Felicia He, 27, shelled out $10,000 and planned meticulously before hopping on a plane to give birth in California. I started getting ready for the trip after the end of my first trimester, she recalled. I asked my friends who have given birth in the U.S. before for a doctor recommendation, then I found a plane to stay in the area for a few months and purchased my plane ticket. Pregnant Chinese moms are flocking to stateside to give birth, lured by rules that grant American citizenship to anyone born on U.S. soil, a booming birth tourism industry. And it goes into the 10,000 Chinese women, you know, out in California having birth. All over the world. You come here, you get everything free. The baby, welfare, mom gets welfare. It's a total joke. And CNN writes this, not calling for an end to it, as a stinking advertisement. And now the IRS has announced they'll give anyone that can get here illegally up to 5 years of back taxes, tax refunds, without ever being here or living here. So they'll take an old lady's house if she hadn't paid the IRS for a year after she has a stroke and is broke. Black, white, I don't care what color you are. But you're an illegal from China, Mexico, Romania, I don't care, Nicaragua, Nigeria, everything's free. We are a joke. This is by design. And if you're a radical Islamicist from one of dozens of countries, you're allowed to go back and forth on planes to train at terror camps, have Facebook accounts showing you're going to do it. You're allowed to come back and kill and shoot people. It just came out in the London Guardian, you name it, 2 weeks ago, that there were thousands of rapes in one British city of 5-10-year-old girls by radical Islamicists, and the police wouldn't investigate it because of political correctness, and it's all admitted. I mean, illegals are allowed to rape whoever they want because they're God. Everything's free. They're allowed to rape. They're allowed to DWI because the globalists want to draw the entire third world here to then get on welfare and then politically vote for gun control, open borders, and the end of everything. It's happening.
Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems and enhance overall health. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com. Oil of oregano formulation, a highly advanced nutraceutical form of this key herb that has been traditionally used by civilizations for thousands of years to promote health. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market, sourced from top leading manufacturers to ensure a concentrated level of bioactive ingredients. Extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy-to-use capsules, you will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Wild-crafted from the Mediterranean oregano species that experts agree is one of the most powerful and most challenging to acquire. This winter season, it's more important than ever to secure this true form of oil of oregano. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
My love is lead for the freeway.
Bad activity of those people, there will be always, yes, it is freedom of speech, but, and the turning point is but. Why do we still say but when we
That's the audio from Saturday evening in Copenhagen, Denmark, the capital. Two citizens, a documentary filmmaker, were killed. The cartoonist who was the speaker was able to escape. This is the heart of tyranny, is intimidating people not to have their free speech. And you have to understand that the West funded Al-Qaeda, that now calls itself ISIS, in Syria, that's coming to Iraq, and now surrounded a Marine Corps base in al-Baghdadi. The Marines were able to repulse the attack. What's important to understand is I got emails and saw comments on InfoWars.com in the comment areas. Alex, you said ISIS is globalist NATO run. Well, then why are they trying to kill the Marines? I thought it's all staged. I never said that. They went and funded and protected and gave weapons and money through NATO to radical groups trained in Saudi Arabia and Yemen who are real terrorists by the hundreds of thousands, upwards of 200,000 of them, in the last 4 years, to be sent into Syria, Egypt, and other areas, Libya. And then they'll turn around and attack us and kill Marines and kill soldiers in the army, not just sailors. And then turn around with the Stinger missiles they got in Benghazi and shoot down airplanes. And then take our freedom away. It's the political class, even above our government, the special interest. When you burn down your business with gasoline, the gasoline isn't taking orders from you. It's gasoline. So you go dump the gasoline. You light the fire. It burns down your house. It's real when the fire department shows up to put it out and the roof collapses and kills a firefighter. Or the roof collapses and kills a bunch of Marines or a bunch of Army. It's real. It's real terrorists, real people attacking. But they've been protected and given home bases and money and weapons by the criminals, bipartisan, running our government. That's why our military 2 years ago said, we will not be part of a Syria attack. We're not Al-Qaeda's Air Force. Senator Cruz, Senator Paul both talked about it. That was a sea change moment when we could force the debate about reality. And now, I predicted it. It was like predicting the sun would come up. I deserve no credit. When you know the facts, it's easy to predict what's going to happen next. Holy Toledo, it's easy. This job is easy, folks, once you get your head screwed on straight and know what's really going on. I predicted that the Hebdo attackers would have been trained in Saudi Arabia or Yemen or Iraq. They were trained in Yemen, folks, and it turns out Western intelligence agencies followed them, knew what they were doing, they were allowed to operate. And the excuse is we're watching them. You're not watching them. They're being sent to bases that the West has been arming. I don't have a problem with the FBI infiltrating radical groups. I have a problem with the FBI creating radical groups as they've done domestically and then finding mentally ill people to launch attacks and then putting them in prison after they do it and then trying to get legislation passed for more funding and to take more freedoms to fight the crazies you went and found and wound up and protected. Well, what the FBI has been caught doing on a very small scale in the United States comparatively is hundreds. Well, it's bigger than that. 200,000 plus al-Qaeda fighters trained by the West and allowed to go in and attack Syria. Maybe the FBI is trained. New York Times reported a couple years ago, maybe 100 mentally ill people to try to carry out attacks here. So what's 200,000 times divided by 100? Thousands of times more. NATO, the globalists, the UN, these shadowy groups, to create armies of radical Islamicists and then to turn them loose and then to pass police state legislation and have a domestic takeover that you then turn around against the Tea Party, gun owners, veterans, and say that they're the real threat. I mean, that's what we've been saying for over a decade. That's now what's happening. You can see the battle plan unfold. And if you just joined us, thank God the Danish police killed the 22-year-old suspect when he fired on the police when they caught him at a train station trying to carry out another attack. The media has identified suspected Copenhagen gunman as Omar El Hussein. And Danish police have killed the suspect in two Copenhagen shootings at a synagogue and a free speech rally. And I've seen some of the left that are just totally anti-Israel no matter what, celebrating this, going, good, get Israel. Just, you know what? You people have mental illness. That's all I can say. You obsess all day over American men that try to wear the pants and try to just have some basic family values, but then you don't care if Islamists make women wear burqas over their head and go out and target non-radical Muslims all over the Middle East to radicalize them. You people are sick freaks. That's all I have to say. Continuing here, ladies and gentlemen, when we come back, we've got this special breakdown report on the insanity of the New World Order and how they say we're crazy because we don't go along with it. The truth is, the people that go along with this New World Order agenda, they're the crazy ones. We have this special report put together by Darren McBreen and some of the other crew. Then we have the terrorism being launched to the media saying arrest parents that don't vaccinate. Make it the law to forcibly inoculate. Don't let you fly domestically if you don't take all these deadly vaccines. Publish the names and addresses of people that don't vaccinate in the paper like they're child molesters. That's in Time magazine. I have all these articles here. Why is this happening? Because Big Pharma in the last 6 months has had what is the beginnings of the Brian Williams moment with the public. And what is that? A top Merck scientist, the head of the CDC vaccine program. British courts just exonerated the scientist that did the work on the Crohn's disease connections to kids that have been vaccinated with Andy Wakefield. And a bunch of other issues are coming out right now that prove that Big Pharma knew, the whistleblower has said, at the CDC, the highest level, they got hearings coming up next month in Congress, in March. This is the Ides of March for the establishment. So what do you do when everything's showing the vaccines are dangerous, the vaccines are tainted, the vaccines have problems? What do you do when consumer groups are really exposing it and insiders are coming out with a smoking gun that they were ordered to cover up? You hype up some measles outbreaks that haven't killed anybody. You claim unvaccinated caused it. When you've been vaccinated, you're supposedly protected. You hype up all these lies. The top Italian court has ruled vaccines cause autism. That just came out 4 days ago. There is a tsunami. Japan's banning vaccines. India's fine. All this is happening. So you come out and just say, everyone wants vaccines. Arrest whoever doesn't take them in a desperate attempt to smokescreen like a chicken with the head cut off what's going on that front. So that's why you see this full court press, billions being spent in PR to say, take your vaccines. They're totally safe because the opposite's coming out. That's coming up. We've got Hadron Collider news, weather modification news from The Guardian. It's a huge broadcast. Stay with us.
Measles is activating on a mass scale now due to the vaccines and iron poisoning. All symptoms, disease, and deaths are due to measles and iron, not just rash and flu-like symptoms, as the officials claim. Measles requires a host with iron to replicate. Iron intake is at an unprecedented level. Deaths and hospitalizations are set to soar now in 2015. This is the extermination plan, people. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. UNVEILINGthem.com. Unveilingthem.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Aging starts at the cellular level. When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in.
In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries. During that period, key patented compounds have focused on mitochondrial growth, nerve growth, and rejuvenation. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. We now have the synergistic solution, DNA Force, just one of the key compounds. BioPQQ is backed by major clinical studies and over 175 PubMed-listed published studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? The ultimate value, cutting-edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWar. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life.
The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock-full of high-quality, great-tasting freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to BrightsideBend.com. That's BrightsideBend.com.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
Yeah, yeah. Infowars.com, yeah.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Let's just go through this stack right now. 21 pages of Obamacare tax instructions. IRS demands shared responsibility for payment and says it's in their prerogative, of course, whether they're going to start garnishing wages, grabbing bank accounts, or holding back tax returns. They promised you that wouldn't happen. This is a government under Obama that ships guns to the Mexican drug cartels. You think they're going to gang rape you? Oh, yeah. Everything is awesome. Everything is fantastic when you're part of a team. Everything is wonderful when you're part of the dream. Will the fact that Hillary is a lesbian have any bearing in the 2016 elections? I'm just wondering. I'm just throwing that out there as well. I can wear this as a leotard. I mean, oh my God, we're being invaded by South American walruses. It's ridiculous.
The government is shipping in 42,000 people. That's bigger than Jabba the Hutt. This country is so screwed up, man. I'm sorry, I don't mean to laugh, but it's reaching a proportion. If you're a radio listener, you can't see them. Oh, my God, look at this.
That was the 6X underwear that the illegals are being given by my security.
Oh, God. I don't think I've ever laughed this hard on air. Oh, my God. It's so ridiculous.
Alex Jones may sound crazy, but still has 300 million YouTube.
It's a billion,
A million people that have watched him on YouTube, and that sort of fringe, arch-conservative, deeply, I think, racist strain is being tapped into.
I just got called racist by MSNBC, and I wasn't hurt that they called me names myself. I was hurt that they were so evil, that they were such a pack of willful crooks preying on America. With their trendy, non-threatening voices and ironic glasses, all meant by PSYOP generals to annihilate this country. So you traitors claiming I'm a Ruski agent, say it to my face and I'll break your nose. I'm sick of it. I will stomp your head in the ground, you traitorous maggots, while we go under Obamacare, North American Union, conquered by European banks, announcing our kids don't belong to us, total bondage, total surveillance, and you want to shoot your mouth off about me being a Ruski agent, I will stomp your head in the ground. It's the time of the season to get raped because you like to lay down. Yay, yay, yay. A nation of sheep will be ruled by what? Wolves. Oh, woofies. They do investigations and say, oh, there are no FEMA camps. Because they're not called FEMA camps. They're called Emergency Centers Establishment Act. They're called Civilian Inmate Labor Camp Program. They're called Rex 84, Continuity of Government under National Police Stabilization Force, RAND Corporation. I'm just giving you, bam, 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 the plan.
In every tragedy, the InfoWars Alex Jones world thinks they see a conspiracy. Alex Jones should be disqualified from participating in Republican Party politics.
No one will go to the New York Times or care that it's even admitted that the government's hatching most of the terror plots. Or people will say, what are you doing? Endorsing radical Islam, saying it doesn't exist? I didn't say that. I said our criminal government is arming them, aiding and abetting them, protecting them to attack and kill us so they can take our freedoms. That's what I said.
His crackpot theories shouldn't prompt actual hearings in Congress, and they shouldn't inspire actual legislation in Congress, and you shouldn't do a money bomb on his show when you are running for Congress. Do not fundraise on this theater of the absurd by showing yourself to be one with this guy. Really.
I wish we could go back to the days, I'm telling you, of you just get my satisfaction out in the street. You pick a sword or something else, you're going out in the street with me.
I don't want that man to have a gun. I wouldn't feel comfortable having an argument with him in his home where he had access to his 50 weapons. And if he got really mad at something I said.
I'm not kidding, you cowardly scum. I am sick of people like you. All right, I've got to settle down or I'm going to have to have David Knight come in here. I'm serious. But see, this is a normal response to being gang raped by criminals.
I wanna be crazy, crazy like Alex Jones.
Oh, man.
And have enough gumption without a presumption to know what's going on. Then I can throw bananas at the global clowns and hear aristocratic moans. I wanna be crazy, crazy like Alex Jones. I went looking one day on the internet just to see what I could find. When I heard this talk show maniac, he was proudly speaking his mind. Real wild, but the more I heard, it made a whole lot of sense to me. I wanna thank you, Alex, for opening my eyes and helping the blind to see. I wanna be crazy, crazy like Alex Jones. To have enough gumption without a presumption to know what's going on. And I can throw bananas at the global clowns and hear aristocratic moans. I wanna be crazy, crazy like Alex Jones.
Up, up, and away!
Bird. Talk show host is Alex Jones. He's a conspiracy theorist. He's kind of like the guru, the king of the conspiracy theorists.
The TSA has a thankless job, forcing procedures we all tolerate through gritted teeth. A popular target. No kidding. Who else wants a job groping men, women, and children all day?
All the talking heads on the TV screen with an arrogant sophistication.
Challenge Alex Jones to a boxing match. Show up with a semi-automatic that you got legally and pop him.
I'd love to see that. In uniform.
1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms.
I probably own more than 50 firearms. Many of them have increased in value 2, 3, or even 4 times. I sleep very comfortably.
One of the least attractive groups of demonstrators I've ever seen.
Then I can throw bananas at the global clowns and hear aristocratic.
I am David Mentelson.
Crazy, crazy like that.
Be quite clear, David Mentelson the third.
Yeah, I want to be crazy, crazy like Jones.
We'll be right back in Overdrive. Infowars.com. See you this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. Central. Telemundo. Muchas gracias.
Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Oh, man. That's a fun video. It's like 7 minutes long. I don't know what we're going to call it. But we're going to put it up on Infowars.com tomorrow. You got a first look at it today. Making fun of ourselves and the entire system all at the same time. But very funny piece. Good job, Darren McBreen and crew. All right. We're going to go to break here in a couple minutes. And when we return, some really incredible news. Amazing news. Because from day one, I've seen what's really going on with the geoengineering, weather modification, or terraforming, if you want to call it that, that's going on this planet since the 1950s. But in the 1950s, it was just testing. In the 60s and 70s, now it's a massive global program. It's in BBC, you name it. In like Dubai, they spend billions a year turning the desert green with these antennas that make it rain. But here's the London Guardian. Spy agency fund climate research in hunt for weather weapons. U.S. expert raises concerns over who will control climate-altering technologies if research is paid for by intelligence agencies. So see, this whole climate change thing isn't just about taxes. It's about global government manipulating weather and deciding who gets rain, who doesn't. It's the weaponization of weather, calling it the saving of the weather. And Bill Gates is involved. They're all involved. We talk about chemtrails here. Well, there are no government documents on chemtrails, on high-altitude geoengineering aerosol campaigns. Oh, there's thousands of documents on that. It's all admitted. Scientists seek international authority on climate change, a global government to fight climate change. See, we have to manipulate your weather to save you. But really, it's a cover for the weaponization. That's come out. We've got more on a host of other issues, including ISIS closing in on Baghdad and more. Infowars.com.
The month of February is all about Valentine's Day. Big heart-shaped boxes filled with delicious candy. What if we, the Patriots, hijacked Valentine's Day and instead made it about human liberty and individual empowerment? I'm all about human potential. I'm all about the individual being empowered. The establishment is the opposite. That's why they spike our water with fluoride, GMO, estrogen mimickers, and the rest of the garbage. InfoWars is striking back in the month of February with Human Empowerment Month. How we can come together and win the human race. And to celebrate the kickoff of Human Empowerment Month, we're slashing prices on InfoWarsLife.com products like Super Male and Super Female Vitality. The sale is only running for the month, 20% off, and there's a lot of other powerful specials at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsLife.com, celebrating human potential in the month of February. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to find this special and many others in the month of February. Again, InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
We are on the march. The empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm in my coat.
I realized that every time we talk about activity of those people, there will be always, yes, it is freedom of speech, but. And the turning point is but. Why do we still say but when we...
Dane seek answers and attacks that left two dead, five police wounded. Muhammad cartoonist targeted. Victims identified as filmmaker. Audio moment, gunman's open fire. We just played it. Hundreds of tombs defaced in French Jewish cemetery. Netanyahu urges Jews to get out, move to Israel. Germany's banning basically large gatherings, saying that Islamists may hit them. This is a total capitulation. No one should move out of Europe. Because Europe's brought in a bunch of radical Islamists they're allowed to attack. It should be stood up against. Free speech should be promoted. And we can't give in to people that keep showing up at different free speech events and shooting people. But the social engineers knew what they were doing when they brought the most radical elements of Islam in and protected it. It was all part of the Clash of Civilizations plan. ISIS has released a video of 21 Egyptians being slaughtered. Videos on Infowars.com. Prisoners paraded in cages to be burned alive. 4,000 American troops headed to Kuwait for a possible showdown. BB Ed shows ISIS asking directions to Jerusalem. Yemen's latest Jews' eye exodus. Islamic State sporting limbs beyond Mideast. Yeah, we told you it was going to attack. ISIS was set up in Syria, funded by the West. It is Al-Qaeda. They fly Al-Qaeda flags. And the job that they have been given by Saudi Arabia is to basically bring down the entire region. Just like Saudi Arabia has been driving down oil prices artificially to bankrupt the United States oil industry, domestic industry, non-establishment industry, non-cartel industry, the independents, and the Russian system. Saudi Arabia is quarterbacking so much of this, and this isn't even denied. Shifting gears, though, John Stewart would have you believe that it's gun owners, conservatives, and Christians that are the problem, and veterans. He, of course, best buddies with fellow liar Brian Williams, quit this week as well. Williams, of course, suspended 6 months in kind of that jump-the-shark moment when he said, I didn't remember that I wasn't shot down. Believe me, you remember a rocket getting shot into your helicopter. He wasn't there for an hour and a half, and so that didn't fly because the people don't buy it anymore. And people like, in fact, I don't have time to do this, but if you just type in Alex Jones, John Stewart, you'll find probably 10 or more clips. I did it today with him attacking me when I would warn about tyranny, NSA surveillance from years ago, or the plan to disarm the public. He would play clips and laugh at me about it. See, I agree with the New York Post, how John Stewart turned lies into comedy and brainwashed a generation. Brian Williams lied about his exploits a few times. John Stewart was unabashedly and habitually dishonest. Well, I didn't really watch The Daily Show often, but I know this. He sure lied about me a lot. And Comedy Central just last week had subliminals. In fact, can we pull that special report up that a listener did? So I can give folks the name of the video so they can go see it for themselves. Where, like, they have kooky headlines that just flash up real quick, and it's Infowars.com. It's our banner headline where it says War on Fear Mind. They just changed it a little bit. Why would they do half-second blurps? Because they know the subconscious can pick it up. I want to play the whole report, though. The conscious can't. Now, I said I'd get to this, but I'm going to cover it next hour when I get into this report. Italy is dying, is a dying country, as babies no longer replace people who die, says health minister. The country's birth rate falls to the lowest level, 8.4 per 1,000 people. Did you hear that? 8.4 children since the foundation of the modern state in age 61. Yeah, Russia's saying have more babies. Italy's saying have more babies. They have 1.3 children. Japan does the same thing. The entire West, every industrialized, high IQ country, whether it's Japan or the United States or Germany, is having massive negative population growth. While it's being promoted, don't have kids. Two countries say have kids now. Germany has a 1.3 replacement rate. For every two adults, they have 1.3 children. That will make the society collapse very quickly. Now the baby boomers are figuring out, we better tell the next generation to have kids. There'll be nowhere to pay for us. No one to pay for it. The answer is the death panel. So I'm glad you figured all this out. But this ties into the larger eugenicist, eugenics population reduction plan. And the sterilants and the vaccines, they've been caught adding all of it. You want the big picture? We're going to do it. And we're going to tie it into all this weather modification, geoengineering. Oh, there's secret Department of Energy plan programs and NASA programs to save the Earth from global warming. And then meteorologists and astrophysicists look at it. And they go, these planes with the Department of Energy off the coast spraying aluminum dioxide and barium salts and all this other garbage, this would actually cause rain not to fall and would actually cause, every time there's a wet weather system coming in, there are weather reports all over California, Oregon, and Washington where independent meteorologists on the news go, we got military activity, they're clearly spraying something on the radar, blocking the water. Why would you do that? Because they're going to bankrupt that entire area of the country and run everybody out of it. The Fed's already got 80-plus percent of land in those states. They want the rest.
Had you figured it out yet? What's crazy is I've got the local meteorologist. I've had him on. I've had Ben Livingston, the father of weather weapons, the first guy to fly into hurricanes and typhoons in the Pacific, who would make the Ho Chi Minh Trail flood out of no clouds. He could do it with a squadron of a few dozen planes. They were controlling hurricanes in the 1960s. Certified Stanford Research. That was declassified 8 years ago. I was the first, when they declassified it, to fly him here from West Texas and interview him. He got a visit and got threatened and never talked again. He was 90 years old then. I wonder, he'd be 98 now. I wonder if he's still alive. Ben Livingston. Those interviews, by the way, are on YouTube for now. The Alex Jones Channel was hit by a copyright claim for showing a BBC News article, totally protected, just showing the article, showing a Sandy Hook victim that was reportedly killed in a Pakistan terror attack. They have the same photo in the BBC saying it was a child killed. Well, that group filed a copyright claim showing we can't show a newspaper. Well, of course, that's protected. Now, we have a group out of Canada claiming they own the music to Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, that's been out for 8 years, sold 200,000 copies in stores, has about 10 million views on YouTube. The biggest channel had 4.5 million views, changed the channel. That has now gotten a copyright strike. If you guys will go to his documentary link, and actually, Mikhail has the screenshot next door. So bring him in and he'll show you. Click on the documentary link in there. He has a whole section on documentaries. And it's Endgame. Or just Google Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement. That's Obama deception. There you go. You found it. Endgame HQ full. This video no longer available to the copyright claim by E1. I've had to block E1 not once but twice before. They claim they own the music, which was produced here in my studios 8 years ago. Now, they didn't go file suit claiming they own my film. They didn't come, no, they didn't do it in a real court. They just go to YouTube and have it taken down. And we're seeing this not just on our website, but across the board. They're claiming copyrights, folks, on not E1 but others. When I have Joe Rogan on, and he speaks on my show in studio, they claim copyright, different groups do, on Joe talking to me. This is the new thing where they say someone's name is copyrighted or you can't talk to them. This is what SOPA and CISPA and all this do. So I'm going to tell you this. If you ever wanted to support this broadcast, don't take these AM and FM affiliates for granted. They could disappear tomorrow. Don't take that we're operating for granted. They're trying to shut us down in many different ways right now. Go to InfoWarsLife.com. Buy the high quality, very low cost nutraceuticals, the Nation Iodine, the Silver Bullet, the Super Male Vitality, all of it. Go buy Molon Labe or Pro Liberty t-shirts. Go buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. Fund us, because we can win and defeat all these people and have them back down if we continue to grow and we have the funds to do it. But without your support, we can't do it. So it's essential now, as I fire up the Batman emergency signal, that you spread the word about the broadcast, that you buy the products, because they're doing everything they can to shut us down, censor us, demonize us on 100 different fronts. We're going to give the number out in the next hour. Take your calls. Get into all this news and more. Tell your friends and family to tune in right now and go to InfoWarsStore.com and shop with the good guys. They're high-quality products. We appreciate.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.